Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took a golden nose ring and two bracelets, and he gave the woman those substantial gifts. They are pretty substantial for just some water and work. It shows he is pretty confident that God has already answered his prayer. Clarification comes later when the servant explains his mission. But remember where the story began. The Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Here we see his blessing spilling over on his extended family. Another one of Abraham's nephews enjoys the benefit of God's treatment of Abraham. Lot benefited up to a point. Now Bethuel and his family benefit. The servant was confident, yet he was not fully convinced until he knew Rebekah's name and her family name. So he asked the question and gets a full answer in response. It is the right family. It satisfies Abraham's stated condition. The last piece of the puzzle is in place. He has the whole picture, and it is a perfect match. The servant had indeed chosen God's choice for Isaac, and he responds with a huge sigh of relief, I am sure. Immediately after that, he worshipped. It was a huge relief. He has not come so far just to be disappointed. His confidence in God was justified, and it has been rewarded. So he worships, giving praise and thanksgiving to God for his clear direction and provision. He says, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master." He links his own success to God's love and favor toward Abraham. He credits God with precisely directing his steps. Both Abraham and his servant trusted God completely to work out all the details and to make their plan a success. This was not a bring the problem to God and then sit in the recliner while he does all the work kind of plan. They trusted God to direct their formulating a plan, their implementing the plan, and directing it to the right conclusion. Isaac may have been a passive observer in all of this. Abraham and the servant certainly were not. They were busily engaged in doing what they believed was right. At the same time, they were trusting God to make the outcome what he wanted it to be. God is just as gracious and faithful today as he was to Abraham and his family. We can count on him, just like these fellows did, to make sure we act according to his plan as we carry out our plan. Pastor G. Campbell Morgan, a good friend of Dwight Moody, during the first half of the 20th century, made some pertinent remarks on this text. The story of the woman going the long distance toward her new home, and of Isaac, the man of quiet, passive faith, meditating in the field at eventide, is picturesque and full of beauty. Apart from these details of the faraway land, we have here a beautiful picture of an ideal marriage. It is the union of a man and woman on the basis of identity in principle. By faith, Isaac waited, and by faith, Rebekah obeyed. It is, moreover, the union of opposites. In Rebekah, faith was adventurous and bold. In Isaac, faith was retiring and meek. The two lives were made one on the basis of response to a common principle. Two natures, utterly different, yet complementing each other, were united for the fulfillment of a divine purpose. In the story of these two, as it proceeds, we shall come across failure on both sides. But here the shadows have not gathered, and the faith of Abraham is rewarded in the union of his son, a man of passive faith, with Rebekah, a woman whose faith is adventuresome and bold. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.